What I'd really like to emphasise, though, in conclusion, is that we make that connection at an individual level, a conscious, explicit connection between our practice and what nature is teaching us, what nature is teaching us through direct personal contact, as Kamala Shili was describing in his talk, but also what nature is teaching us globally, you know, the hard lesson of the ecological crisis. And I think we can do this, well, in a way, by asking ourselves, how do I feel about the state of the planet, about the state of the world? Allowing ourselves to explore that, giving ourselves really the space to explore that. But also asking, what gives me hope? So those two questions. How do I feel about the state of the natural world? And what gives me hope? I think other change will flow from that. Anyway, we can also offer that opportunity to go through that process to other people and see that as core business for the FWBO, not just a fringe activity. Letting in the lessons of nature in this way, I think, brings us healing. In a way, I think we have reserves of anxiety, guilt and alienation, perhaps that we don't even notice because we tend to take them for granted. But I think this process begins to heal those reserves, both as individuals, as a spiritual community, and as a society. To end with, I'd like to leave you with an image. I think that's the thing to do. And it's supplied by Bante from A Veil of Stars. Be like wax beneath the signet of green jade that nature wears upon her hand. And she will stamp deep upon your heart the secret emblem of her ineffable peace. Be like wax beneath the signet of green jade that nature wears upon her hand, and she will stamp deep upon your heart the secret emblem of her ineffable peace. Thank you.